We are looking at Surah Al-Ahzab, which is the surah in the 22nd juz of the Noble Quran. It starts in the 21st juz. It is surah number 33. And in the surah, Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about the interactions between the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his honorable consorts. And then instructions are given to the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, the wives of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Allah Rabbul Izzah said to them, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ, that you are not like any of the other women, you have a high rank, and according to that, you are also required to display the highest level of conduct. One of the instructions given by Allah Rabbul Izzah, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, remain in your homes, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, and do not display your beauty like was the case in the days of ignorance. In the former days of ignorance, before the advent of Islam, women used to walk about unveiled, and they used to openly expose the beauty of their clothing and their bodies. Subhanallah, with the advent of Islam, how could this immorality and shamelessness be accepted in Islam? Islam ordered women to remain in their homes, and that they should not come out of their homes and display their beauty as they used to do in the day of ignorance. And this obligation was emphasized to a great extent on the mothers of the believers, where Allah Rabbul Izzah said that you are not like anyone else. As for occasionally leaving the home for an Islamic or natural reason without any outward beautification display, or being covered in unattractive clothing, and provided there is no fear of temptation from prevalent conditions and surrounding, then there is a definite permission in this regard from the Quran and Hadith. This restriction does not specifically apply to the mothers of the believers as well. There are various incidents which prove that the mothers of the believers did not leave their homes, and they paid particular heed to the instruction. And based on the admonition in the Quran, it became obviously clear that Allah Rabbul Izzah likes that a woman should become the beauty of her home, and that she should not give shaitan the opportunity of ogling at her. She should remain within the confines of her home, and that should be her natural default position. And then when there is a necessity, or because of necessity, that is when she would come out of the home. That is, you know, the gist of what is being put forth in this verse of the Noble Quran, that everyone abstain from evil and hasten towards good, while in the time of the Prophet, there was less evil comparative to today. Yet at that time this instruction was given, and for protection from the fitna. Imagine considering our situation. Furthermore, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَقِمَّ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ, that the wives of the believers are to continue establishing the salah and continue giving the zakah, and to remain steadfast in obeying Allah and His Messenger. In other words, they need to pay attention to all these things in a particular manner, that they observe it to the best of their ability. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذِيبَ عَنْكُمْ مُرِجِسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah only wants to remove loathsome things from you, O family of the Prophet, and to completely purify you. To completely purify you from the evil, or from anything that would be unbecoming. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to the wives and his offspring and his Ahlul Bayt. Allah Rabbul Izzah says in this verse that it refers to the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Ahlul Bayt, they part of the Ahlul Bayt. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahumullah, has said that Nabi Allah Rabbul Izzah says, O family of the Prophet, in this verse, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's offspring, son-in-laws are also included in the household of the Ahlul Bayt. Sayyidina Fatima, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrapped them in a sheet and said, Allahumma ha'ula ahli bayti, O Allah, these are the members of my family, my Ahlul Bayt. On another occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was passing by the home of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, As-salatu ahlul bayt, yuridullahu liyudhiba ankum rijz, that salutations to you, O people of this household, Allah wants to remove loathsome things from you. So because of these statements, we are able to deduce that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intended to display the fact that although these verses were apparently revealed in connection with these pure wives, They are the ones who are directly addressed, and these people, his daughter-in-laws, son-in-laws, grandsons, are even more eligible of this title of being worthy of the Ahlul Bayt. Because the pure wives of Nabi Salasim were the first addresses of these Quranic verses, Nabi Salasim did not consider necessary to explicitly make such a statement for them. So they were part of the Ahlul Bayt and the direct descendants of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In conclusion to these verses, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, and remember what is recited in your homes. In other words, the injunctions, the words of wisdom that are in the Quran, you should learn them, remember them, teach them to others, and be grateful to Allah for this great bounty that He has placed in your home, that is the treasure house of the wisdom or the fountain of guidance. In Allah kana latifan khabira, Allah Rabbul Izzah is or knows all subtleties and as well as is fully aware. So in this verse, Allah Rabbul Izzah knows, He alone knows who is worthy of bearing responsibility. And it was through His kindness and mercy that He chose Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to receive His revelation. And He chose you as the wives of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And since Allah has knowledge of the condition and the capability of every person, He does not do anything inappropriate. May Allah Rabbul Izzah give us the understanding. In this verse, we are reminded of the importance of having the ta'aleem in the home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed his wives to revise and to rehearse that which is being conveyed to them from the verses. And in that way we learn that within our homes we need to create that environment of learning and teaching. We need to sit down with a sabak, sit down with a reciting or reading from the various books, particularly the Fazail-i Amal, the first and the second part, Fazail-i Durud. Make that a regular habit, and this will bring lots of barakah into the home. May Allah grant us the understanding. Let's go for a nasheed, and then we have the market report.
سوف يمضي بنا مركب للوداع يستحث الخطى والدموع الشراع عالم لم يزل يستلذ المتاع أنتم إخوتي خير هذا المتاع سوف يمضي بنا مركب للوداع يستحث الخطى والدموع الشراع عالم لم يزل يستلذ المتاع أنتم إخوتي خير هذا المتاع آه يا إخوتي بعضكم لا يراد كيف أنسى أخي كيف يحل الرقاب آه يا إخوتي بعضكم لا يراد كيف أنسى أخي كيف يحل الرقاب دمع عيني جرى واستطال السواد يا إله الورى ألطفا بالعباد يا إله الورى ألطفا بالعباد
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
This market report is brought to you by Oasis Group Holdings. For all your Sharia investment needs, contact Oasis on 0860 100 786. Invest in your future, the Oasis way, the compliant way.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In today's market news, markets are trading cautiously. That's ahead of the U.S. Federal Reserve's Federal Open Market Committee releasing the minutes of their June meeting. The Fed chairman will also deliver his biannual report back to the U.S. Congress. And analysts are watching that closely for hints of what future interest rate policy in the U.S. will be. On the domestic front, Thursday sees the release of manufacturing and mining production data for May. And in the UK, the Conservative Party there has started the last stage of their process of electing a new leader. And that's with postal voting by 160,000 members of the Conservative Party. If we look at the South African markets, we are seeing a softer performance all across the board. The All Share Country trading at 1.3% softer. Industrials following suit at 1.5%. Resources all also down by 1.2% and financials ending off there at 1.3% in the red. On the international bourses, the UK FTSE trading 0.2% in negative territory, while in Germany the DAX also trading 0.9% weaker. If we look across to Asia, we see that the Nikkei has closed 0.1% firmer. Commodities, gold retreating slightly, currently trading at $1,392 a fine ounce, platinum trading at $810 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude trading at $64.20 a barrel. If we look at the currency market, the rand is trading at 14.16 to the US dollar, 15.87 to the euro, 17.65 to the pound sterling, and a Saudi rial will cost 3 rands and 77 cents. 1 rand buys you 4.85 Indian rupees, 11.12 Pakistani rupees, and 5.97 Bangladeshi takas. South Africa's employment landscape remains challenging, with large-scale restructuring taking place in various companies. Standard Bank, APSA, Atcon, Clicks, and Group 5 are amongst many others that are offering retrenchment and severance packages. And while the government has also introduced a first round of early retirement packages, which will affect members' retirement benefits, what this means is that your 10, 20, or even 30 years of accumulated retirement savings will be impacted, which may affect your retirement goals. And as a long-term wealth manager, Oasis urges those affected to preserve their retirement savings. Contact an Oasis approved financial advisor to assist you in making an informed financial decision. And to find out more, you can call us on 0860-100-786 or visit our website at www.oasiscrescent.com. Oasis is an authorized financial services provider. And from the team, that concludes the market update. And we'll be back tomorrow, inshallah, with the latest market news. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This market report was brought to you by Oasis Group Holdings. For all your Sharia investment needs, contact Oasis on 0860-100-786. Invest in your future, the Oasis way, the compliant way.
You know, it's a wonder how kids get anything done these days. With all the distractions, when do they even get time to study? As a mother, all I can really do is make sure they have all they need to perform at their best. That's why I choose to include Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil with every meal I make. Naturally cholesterol-free and approved by the Heart and Stroke Foundation as part of a balanced eating plan. So whether I'm cooking, frying or baking, I know every dish will be a wholesome one. Sunfoil. Now we're cooking.
We are taught to save water even when there is an abundance. And so it is with investing. No matter how much you have, you should always be mindful of your investment decisions. So we're proud to offer you a suite of funds that complies with Sharia law and the principles of ethical investing in every way, so that you can invest knowing you are doing the best thing for your conscience and the greater good. Old Mutual Al Baraka Sharia Funds. Invest with faith. Speak to your financial advisor or visit albaraka.co.za/wealth. Old Mutual Unit Trust Managers is an approved collective investment schemes manager and can be contacted for their fees and charges. Al Baraka Bank is an authorized financial services and credit provider.
Pay and Save's massive 40th birthday sale is now on. Exclusive beaded fabrics from 79 rands per meter. Printed abaya fabrics and men's kurta fabrics now only 40 rands per meter. Evening wear fabrics up to 70% off. Pay and Save will be open on Sundays 30th June and 7 July from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's only one fabric sale. It's the Pay and Save sale at 5 Pelican Avenue, Lanesia. Telephone 011-852-4911. Pay and Save. Usually unusual fabrics. Sale ends Saturday, 13th July.
Be a winner at the Cheese Basket. We always have great deals for less. We are stockers of First Choice and Clover Butter, Cypress Feta, Black Pepper and Herb Cheese, Gouda and Cheddar Mini Loaves, Clover Fresh Milk and Long Life always available. Fresh Cream always available at unbeatable prices. Clover Ghee, Norwegian Salmon and L1 Prawns. A wide range of diabetic and health breads available. That's 145 Protea Avenue, Lanesia or 22 Clare Road in Fordsburg. Call 011-852-4700 or 4423. Keep listening. New stores opening soon in your area.
Once again, Maulana Timo will be taking a trip abroad for Qurbani. Many people in the villages live well below the poverty line and only eat meat on the days of Eid al-Adha. Support this cause at 1,575 rand for 7 shares or 225 rand per share. Contact Maulana Timo, Maulana Sajjad, Maulana Hamad or Maulana Abbad on 011-852-6324 or 8613 or 8538 or 072-299-9268. All slaughtering will be supervised by a team of foreign and local ulama. Visit www.operationqurbani.org.za.
You're listening to Your World Today, where you won't miss a thing.
The Golden Bay Islamic Society says malice is behind one of the appeals against the rezoning of the land, which was to be the site for the building of a mosque in the Western Cape Town. The proposed mosque, a first for Golden Bay, has been mired in controversy since the society purchased a vacant 27,000 square meter property for about 1.2 million rand on the corner of Ross and Lancaster Road in 2014. On the line, we have Golden Bay Islamic Society Chairperson Kasim Pir. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Perhaps you could begin by briefly giving us a background on how the process or where are you with this development of the masjid and how did it unfold up until now?
Okay, inshallah. Well, what happened is that in 2017 we bought that piece of ground there. It's in the center of Gordon's Bay. And we thought that was ideally suited for a masjid because there is no masjid in Gordon's Bay and we are approximately 60 to 80 families who are in Gordon's Bay. And, you know, we've been making salah in a shop that has been hired for that purpose. And so we bought that piece of ground and, immediately upon the, news becoming public, we had a few letters in the newspaper to say that this is a Christian town. You know, why are we building a mosque? And of course, that's absolute nonsense. But we ignored that. Be that as it may, we then started the process, but we had to rezone the land. The land was, part was residential and part was commercial. And, we had to apply for rezoning of the land into a place of worship.
Yes.
So that application was made. And there were about 134 objections. These were only from white Christian people who felt that they didn't want a mosque. But of course, they used